Catherine, thanks very much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Good morning.
So what's the main difference between level 2 and level 1 water restrictions for us?
So the key difference is that you can now water your gardens with a hose with a trigger nozzle attached, still before 10 and after 4 p.m. You can also use a hose with a trigger nozzle to wash vehicles.
So we've still got level 1 water restrictions, and the New South Wales government has said that we'll still have water restrictions until the water patterns normalise. What is normal now that we're heading into a future of climate change?
Look, at the moment, we're coming off the back of 2 to 3 years of extremely low rainfall. It's too soon to say at the moment whether this rain is the start of a wet weather pattern or whether we may return to drought conditions. So hence, even though our storages are up around the 82% mark, it's really take our foot off the pedal of saving water.
Yeah, absolutely. So in light of that, why have we already relaxed back down to level 1 if there's a bit of an uncertain future ahead?
As you mentioned at the start, we have received an extra 2 years worth of water supply. So we can move back to fostering normal water-wise behaviours that we should be doing all of the time. But it is important that we continue to save water however we can in and around the home.
Do you think that people are actually very water wise? I mean, I know a lot of people around my area anyway sometimes didn't quite get the message. Do you think generally people are, or do we need to kind of do more to encourage a water wise society?
So generally over the last 6 months, 6 to 8 months, Greater Sydney responded really well in saving water. All up, we saved around 10% in overall demand over that period of time, which is a great result. So I think overall people are getting the message and changing their behaviours. But it's something that we need to keep on with, regardless of whether we've had recent rain or not. As you mentioned, the weather going forward is uncertain. We do need to make sure that we save the precious resource of water.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with more with you on that. Look, the water restriction process was kind of developed a while ago, before this urgent climate emergency is kind of dawning upon us. Do you think that we need to maybe revise the water restriction process that's currently in place?
So we work in accordance with the government's Metropolitan Water Plan, and our water restrictions are just one measure that we look to save water. We also encourage people to foster normal water-wise behaviours, making sure they're turning the tap off while cleaning their teeth or shaving, taking shorter showers, and so saving water, but also making sure that their houses are free of leaks, they've got dual flush toilets, water-efficient shower heads. So there's a whole range of things that people can do to make sure that they save water apart from water restrictions.
Well, hopefully people continue to do that and get a little bit more serious about it. Catherine, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.